Crypto Jews. Crypto Jews is a term that refers to Jews who, having converted to Christianity to maintain outward appearances, while secretly living as Jews. This was, often at considerable risk to themselves and sometimes over many generations. Crypto-Judaism is generally understood as relating initially to the circumstances of Jews in the medieval Christian kingdoms of Castile and Aragon, the twin forerunners of the Spanish state, and later in Portugal, who felt increasingly compelled to convert. When the Muslim Moors overran the Iberian Peninsula in the 8th century, the condition of Jewish communities improved. New Muslim rulers were generally tolerant towards Jews who were able to play important roles in civic and intellectual life. For Jews, this period came to be seen as a golden age. However, their situation worsened in the 12th and 13th centuries when power transferred to more puritanical and zealous Muslim sects, first Almoravids, then Almohads. Their attitude to Jews was more hostile. At the same time, the Christian Reconquista was wresting most of the peninsula from Moorish control. Consequently, large Jewish communities were transferred from Muslim to Catholic rule. Initially, they found themselves tolerated and protected by the new Catholic rulers. But anti-Jewish sentiment, fueled by prejudice, resentment, and ignorance, grew over the 14th century. Jews were pressured to convert to Christianity as an act of self-preservation. This trend accelerated with increasing persecution and outrages, including massacres, particularly from the 1390s. Tens of thousands of Jews were baptized, frequently in mass baptisms. They became known as conversos, or cristianos nuevos, new Christians, or more derogatively, marranos, pigs. For some, and perhaps for most, conversion eventually led to an abandonment of Judaism and complete assimilation in Christian society. It could be the road to an elevated social status, as in the case of Paul of Burgos. He was born Jewish as Solomon Harlevi and in 1415 became Archbishop of Burgos. For many, conversion was opportunistic and they continued to practice their Judaism secretly. This might involve, for instance, observance of Jewish dietary laws, keeping of Shabbat, observing some Jewish funeral rites, and keeping Jewish prayer books. There is some dispute among historians about the proportion of conversos who kept their Jewish faith. However, within the general Catholic population, there was a widespread view that the Christian convictions of conversos were not genuine. They were often rampantly accused of Judaizing, secretly engaging in Jewish rituals. Throughout the 15th century, conversos faced scapegoating, attacks, and pogroms. They were attacked after poor harvests and tax rises. Secret Jews in particular were viewed with deep suspicion as threats to the Catholic social order. Jealousy and resentment were also factors. Many conversos attained positions of significant wealth and influence, thereby attracting the jealousy of old Christians. The degree of suspicion and mistrust had reached such a pitch that, in 1478, the Pope granted permission for the setting up of the Tribunal of the Holy Office of the Inquisition in the realms of Castile and Aragon, although in Portugal this did not happen until 1536. Inquisition tribunals had existed sporadically in other parts of Europe since the 12th century, to deal with a variety of heretical practices, but this was the first instance of its operation under royal rather than papal authority. Its initial rationale was to stamp out heresy among converts from both Judaism and Islam. In 1483, the notorious Tomás de Torquemada, himself of converso descent, was appointed as the first inquisitor general. His seething hatred of Jews and Muslims, secret or not, was a hallmark of his beliefs. By the end of the 1480s, Inquisition courts were well established and in active operation throughout Castile and Aragon. They deployed torture and made extensive use of denunciations to extract confessions, and meted out a variety of punishments, ranging from confiscation of property to imprisonment to, in a minority of cases, death. It is important to note that the jurisdiction of the Inquisition did not extend to Jews. Its remit was limited to Christians, not least Christianos Nuevos, suspected of apostasy and engagement in non-Christian practices. By the end of the 15th century, it is likely that most of the hitherto large Jewish population of Castile and Aragon had converted. In 1492, those Jews who had not done so were expelled from these realms. 5 years later, Portuguese Jews, and also those Castilian Jews who had fled to nearby Portugal in 1492, were forced into mass conversion. This suddenly created a significant converso community in Portugal, a country whose previous tolerance meant that, until then, relatively few conversos lived there. But even that did not prevent the 1506 massacre of hundreds in Lisbon. For the remaining crypto-Jews, the ferocious zeal of the Inquisition made itself felt, although in Portugal, several decades after Spain. Over the first 30 years or so of its activity in Castile and Aragon, it is estimated that 25,000 to 50,000 conversos, both former Jews and Muslims, suffered some form of punishment, over roughly the same period in the Diocese of Seville alone. There are accounts that 700 of them were burnt at the stake, although this terrible toll was a characteristic more specifically of the early and particularly energetic stage of the Inquisition. By the middle of the 16th century, in what by then had become the unified Kingdom of Spain, crypto-Judaism had largely disappeared. The Inquisition had been successful on its terms. Those secretly Jewish conversos not condemned to death eventually and, for the most part, had totally renounced their Judaism and assimilated, although cases were still to come up before Inquisition tribunals until well into the 18th century. And remarkably, small pockets of converso descendants were still clinging on to residual Jewish beliefs in isolated villages in northern Portugal, until the early 20th century. Some Spanish and Portuguese crypto-Jews chose exile. Many ended up in Antwerp and Amsterdam, but throughout the 16th century, handfuls of them came to England. A few individuals achieved prominence, if not notoriety, such as the diplomat Hector Nunes and Elizabeth I's physician Rodrigo López. Although the authority of the Inquisition did not extend to England, these tiny secret Jewish communities were not free from danger. In the middle of the century, during the reign of the Catholic Queen Mary, most felt compelled to flee the country. And in 1609, James I expelled a small number of Portuguese crypto-Jews suspected of Judaizing. Nevertheless, during the first half of the 17th century, a small community of Spanish and Portuguese crypto-Jews, largely merchants, managed to subsist. Arguably, their most prominent and well-connected member, Antonio Fernandez Carvajal, attended Mass at the Spanish ambassador's chapel while secretly practicing Judaism. In 1655, he was the first Jew in England to be endonized, i.e. naturalized. Another prominent member of the community, Antonio Rodriguez Robles, brought a case in 1656 against the seizure of his property. England was at war with Spain, and the goods belonging to Spanish merchants had been confiscated. However, Robles argued that he was a Jew rather than a Spaniard. He won his case, his property was returned to him, which implicitly recognized a Jewish presence in England. This paved the way, later in the year, for the tacit agreement to allow the opening of a small, albeit discreet, synagogue in London, and in 1657, of the first graveyard in Mile End. At that point, there were around 100 Jews living in London. More formal toleration followed under the reign of Charles II, and the community gradually expanded. Crypto-Jews became openly practicing Jews. Whereas in Spain and Portugal, crypto-Judaism withered through conversions and the work of the Inquisition, in England it disappeared fairly quickly because toleration rendered it unnecessary. As for the Inquisition, it was not permanently suppressed in Spain until 1834 and in Portugal in 1821. It remained fairly active until the mid-18th century, although without the missionary fervour of its early decades, and over the years, its target had shifted to a variety of heresies and beliefs that took it beyond its original focus on conversos. ¶¶